Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Brett Dodson's got a couple in. He's with me. How are you, Brett?
Yeah, good, thanks, Cozzy.
You've got Vacate in, and this horse is going very well at the moment. You must be wrapping him.
Yeah, no, he's a very nice horse. He won a couple of races for me last prep, and we put him away with this in mind. And he's had three runs back now, and he was probably a little bit big his first couple. And it was a really good run last start. He's still around the money, and it's a step up. But I think he's ready to take it.
Good thing about this bloke, he can race on the pace for you if need be.
Yeah, he can. And, I would have liked to have probably ridden a bit more conservative, but the barrier draw just come through and he's drawn 18. So, look, I think there's a few that have drawn out wide with a bit of speed. So, let's hope he gets the car across and he'll be somewhere in the first half dozen. Be nice if we can get the last shot at him and see if he can find stretch it out to the 1400.
Yeah, from the 18, you've really got no option on him, because he does like to race handy. You're going to have to go forward, dig up and try and get a cart across.
Yeah, you're going to have to go forward. I suppose there's a little bit of rain around by the looks of it. They're predicting a little bit, so you might want to be out a little bit wider. It mightn't be as bad as what it first looks on paper, but, we'll be riding positive, that's for sure, and, hopefully we can get a nice run.
I tell you what, you could be in strife if you win. I've just looked through the list of owners, and there's one here, Mr. A.E. Johnson, and I'm presuming it's Alan Johnson, who's the chairman of Coffs Harbour.
Yep, that's him, and he's led better blokes than me astray, that's for sure. It'd be good. He's actually in the small share in the other horse as well, Sawtell. So there's a big crew from Sawtell. He must have crossed the border and signed the papers for him as well. So he's in shares with him as well.
Probably got lost coming home one night. That's how he got into that one, I reckon.
Yeah, he must have.
Now, this horse as well ran a nice third the other day in the preview too.
He did, yeah. He probably just doesn't have the turn of foot. And, stepping up to the 1400 is probably going to be going to suit him better. I mean, if it was a mile race, he'd be right in it. And if it was a 1200, Vacate would be favoured. So at the 1400, there probably wouldn't be a lot between them. Hopefully, he'll get a nice run from his draw. He's probably drawn perfectly. If there's plenty of speed on, it'll probably give him a chance to hit the line. And he has done that before. He's running the Guineas last prep, was really good. And he's won a couple of races at Grafton. He does like the track, that's for sure. And we've sort of spaced his runs because I didn't want him too dour for this. So, no, he's really well, and his work was really pleasing this week. So he might be a knockout chance.
It's a real juggling act with these horses, isn't it, getting them in? Because you're limited to the number of starts, your number of wins, and then you've got to have them right on the day.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they're all different. I mean, we had to get a few runs into Vacate, and I had to sort of space the other bloke just for the reason he'd be looking for further. If I gave him too many starts, he'd be too dour. So, it's a matter of sort of planning it all out and hopefully have him right on the day and everything falling into place. And as you've seen probably from all the other country championships, horses, the big odds are winning, so it's sort of anything can win it.
Well, good luck. You got two real live chances there. Are these the first you've had in the country championship qualifier?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So, that'll be a great day out, and hopefully we can have a bit of luck with them.
All right. Well, mate, good luck. And if you win, good luck through the rest of the night with the team of owners you've got. They are capable of grievous bodily harm.
Yeah, they stretch a fair way, too, so it'll be hard to avoid them.
It'll be like driving home on New Year's Eve, going through breathalyzers. Wherever you go, you know you're going to find one of them.
Exactly right.
All right, good on you, Brett. Good luck.
Thanks, Cozzy.